Bromance.
Just a couple of bros.
Talking about them hoes. Your host for today, and practically forever, will be Chadwick Parker Rivera Crumb and myself, Sammer Alcub.
Now, Sammer, what is bromance?
Bromance, my friend, is Sammer and Alcub's witty banter about the women, the sexy times in their lives, how to get these women, and everything else we want to talk about. It's a conversational podcast, my friend.
Sounds amazingly fun. Well, I myself am Chad, and I, of course, am a guy, and I'm 16, go to high school, and I am loving life and having a great time with the ladies. How about you, Sammer?
I am Sammer Alco. I'm also 16. I am better than Chad in every way. I'm better with eyesight, because that's an important factor in everything. I'm better at laying tiles, because that's also important. Okay, maybe that's not true, but I'm pretty awesome. Moving on, transition.
But I'm definitely better at school.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so before we get started into this amazingly awesome podcast, we would like to explain something that you're going to hear a lot of, and that is the Chad voice. And you're going to hear us flip into it a lot, and we're just going to be stuck in it. And what it is my impersonation of Waka Flocka that sort of just transformed into what is known as the Chad voice.
Now, you see, kids, Waka Flocka, for those of you who don't know, is a garbage rapper who cannot make songs that don't go bow, bow, bow. All we do is Waka Flocka, Brick Squad, leave by the gun, I'm a diva, Flocka. Okay, he's not a good rapper at all, and so then Chad decided to impersonate him one day. So I made fun of him. I'm like, oh, guys, I'm talking in the Chad voice. This is the Chad voice. I'm Chad. Then our buddy Andrew, whose last name will not be revealed because he's paranoid, is like, I'm Chad. I invented everything. I invented podcasts. I invented paper. I invented brick walls. I invented Brick Squad. I invented Waka Flocka. In case you don't get the idea, Chad invented everything inside the Chad voice. And sometimes, for some reason, we talk to people now and they're like, Sammer, Chad, I was stuck in the Chad voice for like 2 hours, like, with a group of friends that never met Chad.
Like, I'll be on Facebook, like on Facebook chat, you can catch me on there, and someone messaged me about how they were at a sleepover that the whole, like, 2 hours they were talking in the Chad voice, which I'm totally fine with, but I just find it weird that people like talking in it. And you'll find a lot of times that we'll get stuck in it. And after a while of listening to this, you'll probably yourself start catching yourself talking in the Chad voice.
I found myself talking to my mom in the Chad voice. a couple seconds ago, you mentioned Facebook. Now, they can, our listeners, our friends, can find us on Facebook. We are Bromance Podcast. It's a group. You can join it, like it, become a fan of Bromance Podcast. On top of that, you can email us at
bromancepodcast@live.com.
Yes, excellent. Send us your questions about dating, love, whatever, video games. We're good at those too.
Yeah, we play the Xbox.
Up on that Xbox, up on that PSN, but I'm not going to give you my gamer tag because I don't need no 100 people friend list.
Well, actually, I'd like a lot more friends on there. But anyway, you can just find us on Facebook. So I think we should get into discussing what our goals are for the show overall. And what I'm looking for is a show that's going to explain just how things work with women, just help, and we're just two guys that are hopefully going to add on with a couple more friends and hopefully women that will help out with your questions that you send into our email, which is, again, bromancepodcast@live.com. Throwing that out there for as many times as possible. And I just want something that's fun to listen to and fun to record. Any thoughts, Sammer?
No, you're doing good.
All right. So, let's get into talking about what our ideal...
Chad's ideal woman. She has to wear shorts, skirts all the time. Short skirts and Lululemon yoga pants.
It's actually...
Because lemon pants
it's actually,
are amazing. I'm Chad. I invented Lucy Lemon Pants. Lucy and Lemon Pants are probably the greatest creation since the creation of
Our friends here do not care about
Lucy Lemon Pants.
They're actually
I love Lucy Lemon Pants and Pop Tart Cats and meow 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 meow.
Oh, listeners, you that don't know, you have to go on YouTube and look up
Nyan Cat.
How do you spell that?
Nyan Cat. You will laugh your butt off.
This is the ultimate hater dislike song. You've heard of Rebecca Black's Friday? This is amazing. Although I don't know why so much people dislike it. And also, there is this amazing song. It's called Breadfish or something like that.
Yeah, it's Breadfish.
Breadfish. Look up Breadfish. It is the most garbage song in the history of the... Have you seen the motherless Breadfish? I don't know how the rest of the song goes.
The rest of the song isn't important. Just go look it up. For both of those videos, you will laugh.
Invented breadfish.
Anyway.
How would the breadfish survive underwater? The breadfish would become soggy and snap in half. He would be able to be cooked faster, but he would die. We would probably be catching rotten breadfish. This is why the breadfish is motherless, so it can't breathe again. It can die and sink to the bottom of the ocean. We're Davy Jones lockers down there.
Well, now that Senator kind of took up all this time about my ideal woman, let me actually get started. I just look for someone that
look
is,
for someone
of
that
course,
Lucy Lemon Pants.
They're Lulu Lemon Pants, and if you've never seen them, go look them on Google Images. You'll find yourself very intrigued by what you see. Lulu, L-U-L-U, Lemon Pants. They're amazing. And basically, my ideal girl is someone, of course, that is attractive, maybe brunette, blonde, black hair, pretty much any color hair, except for, like, red, because that's just weird. And
wow, someone, shut down the listeners.
Sorry, if you have red hair, it's fine.
Screw you, go dye it. There's a Sally's up the road from you. You should go kill yourself. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, don't
I love
do that.
You, I love you.
Alright, anyway, someone that is fun to hang out with, like you can go see a movie, and they're not going to complain the whole time. And I definitely know I'm someone that is going to take up all my time of my life by texting me every second of the day, because I like to sleep, I like to do things, don't text me all day. I should give out my phone number, but that'd be really bad. And
well, Chad, seeing as how you have such a big issue with phones, and we're recording on one at the moment, I will give out my ideal one. My ideal woman, Olivia Munn. Go Google it, go Bing it, whatever your preferred search engine is. Done. Olivia Munn. O-L-I-V-A space M-U-N-N. Olivia Munn. Former co-host of Attack of the Show. She's going to be in some movie. First. No, it's not her first movie. She was in Iron Man 2, guys, for half a second. She was the reporter outside of the Stark Expo.
I think if they're listening to this, they know who Olivia Munn is.
Probably not true.
Alright. So, please, get into your discussion.
Join us. You can be a part of the show by emailing us at
bromancepodcast@live.com.
You're forgetting there, man. You're flipping on me.
I'm gonna get it down.
Plug this into the show as much
by
as
by next
can.
Show, I promise you, yeah. I will have it down. And we are hoping to do
my
a show.
My kids aren't going
to
accept this. This is a garbage show. They're never going to accept this show. They're going to be like, man, this show sucks. No explicit tag for you. Great dumpster tag. We're going to become the next recycling bin hit. You got to restore it to your computer because it was thrown out so much.
All right, so if you haven't noticed, Sam has been talking in the chat voice the whole entire show.
No.
It's not even that obvious. It's just so subtle. Right, please, tell us about your ideal girl. You have
my ideal woman is Olivia Munn. She is beautiful.
So basically, if your name's not Olivia and your last name's not Munn, don't even ask Samrand anywhere.
Olivia Munn should become 16 so we can go out. I know this guy. His name's Doc Brown. He has a DeLorean, and if you go 88 miles an hour, you can go anywhere in time. It's probably the greatest invention ever. Transition, next section of the show.
Alright.
Which will be, Chad?
How to pick up chicks.
How to pick up chicks, Chad. And your advice...
My advice is be yourself and go out there and have lots of fun, because chicks love a guy that's fun. And confident. You have to be confident. You can't just, like, stand in the corner of the party. I know how hard it is. Just get into that habit of going to a party and not doing anything. Or not even going to a party at all. And not being confident or anything. So just be confident, be yourself, and you're set. And for those of you who have not learned this from anything, burn bridges.
Burn bridges early.
Yes.
Burn bridges as soon as you meet a girl.
If you're in high school, burn bridges because...
Burn bridges in high school. Learn this now, kids.
It's going to be over in 4 years, so...
High school's finished in 4 years, kids. Burn bridges now. So that way, in the future, it's like building muscle. You break it down, you burn your bridge, so it's rebuilt stronger, more adapt, like, yeah.
I guarantee if you go out there and you ask out a bunch of girls, and you just are confident about it the whole time, one of them will say yes.
Chad knows from experience. He's a bit of the player.
Yeah.
The player type. Chad is a womanizer, showmanist. That is Chad.
I guess you could say that.
I know I can say that.
Alright.
Romance?
So what's your, I heard you have a little, Sammer two-step plan.
I do have the Sammer two-step process. This is what you do. I discovered this at homecoming 1 year. It's probably the greatest, process.
I don't advise actually using
picking
it.
Use it. This is how you burn bridges super quick. And probably get calluses on your faces from being slapped too much. It is this. Step one, hey, nice dress. Step two, let's hop into bed, baby. And then, that's it. You were just railed. You don't even know it. Because the Sammer two-step process, only two steps. So simple. So easy to memorize. Even Chadwick Parker Rivera Crumb can do it. Who likes to be a part of the show by emailing us at...
romancepodcast@live.com.
There we go. And now, for the moment you've all been waiting for. I don't know. Chad, where are we going next?
I think we should talk a little bit more about picking up women.
Picking up women. What do women like?
What you should look for in a woman.
What should I look for? Everyone has their own preferences.
Well, you should look for someone at least that fits who you are. And if your friends aren't all right with it, don't worry about it, because...
Screw your friends. They're gonna be your friends no matter what.
Yeah. Like...
Chicks come and go.
Like, there's always that one guy that sits with you that always asks out a girl that you, of course, won't like. For some odd reason, it doesn't matter because...
But if you have a friend that's a girl that comes picking up guys, and you call them out to be assholes, and they are, no one else sees it until they're broken up, you are a genius, my friend. You are like Sam Ralco, your good old buddy from Bromance Podcast, who you can reach at bromancepodcast@live.com and also become a fan of the group on Facebook.
I think we should dwell on this a little bit more. So let me explain to it to our little viewers here, our little listeners.
Belittle our listeners.
All right.
Our giant listeners.
So Sammer here is awesome at judging character in other guys.
Yeah.
And in more than I can count 4 occasions, he's been right about a guy's true intentions and has called out a guy and was right about it. Not that we're going to name any names, but...
Let's give him fake names.
Fake names. All right, so there's Pizza Man.
Pizza Man.
And then there's Crazy Singer.
There's Carter.
There's Carter?
Carter is one of them now.
Oh, yeah. There's also a neighbor of someone, maybe either two of us, that dates lots of guys that are horrible.
Horrible people.
Like a geographic feature, like a rock or something. And then dates like a Puerto Rican buff guy.
He tried to get into a fight with me, Chad. He was like, oh, you got someone to say a tough guy? I'm like, what are you going to do about it? I gave my trombone to my buddy Evan, because I play the trombone. I'm pretty skilled at it, too, everyone. Okay, if you ever need someone to play a trombone, you reach us at bromancepodcast@live.com. You asked me to play you a recording of me playing some kind of a scale, and I'm on it. And I'll give you some garbage scale. You can just put that as your ringtone. And there we go. At the end, I'll finish it with, like, with something just for you, designed for you.
If you ever want to hear clarinet or piano, I also am...
That is an expert.
I'm an expert at those two. Well, maybe not at piano or clarinet, but I'm an expert in recording, so...
Chad is an expert at the art of music. I invented music, so
obviously...
I invented music. I invented scales and notes and... E, D, A, F, 7 notes. I invented Every Good Boy Does Fine. I invented elementary school music classes. I also invented... I can't think of anything.
I don't think our viewers care. So...
I'm Chad.
So what were we on? I don't even know. It's kind of late.
Way to derail the show, Chad.
I'm sorry. I think we were talking about picking up women... or something like that. One day we will have...
Calling out character, that's what we were on.
Calling out character, that's...
So, if you see someone who's just... You know he's a douchebag. You know she's a douchebag. You tell your friend right away. And they better listen to you. Because otherwise, they're not a very good friend. If you don't listen to their friends, they are terrible people that should go...
If they don't listen to you, you get the satisfaction to watch their little relationship... burn to the ground.
Get a very cynical sense of humor after that. I'll tell you from personal experience.
Many times. Well, on two occasions, I have two friends that have both gone out with someone that I can see that I was going to crash and burn. And I just got to sit back and watch and enjoy the show. And it was amazing. Not that it was the nicest thing to do, but we initially told them it wasn't a good idea. So, hey, what can you do?
Hey, kids, fun fact. Race car backwards is race car.
Whoa, Sam, or so is wow. And mom.
Darn, I can't think of any more.
Dad.
Pop.
I'm pretty sure anti-establishmentarianism.
That doesn't go... What are those called?
What?
Front and backwards.
I don't know. Obviously, the word escapes me, so it's not important. Because I invented it. So, I think we should add...
Just not interrupting me, why don't you?
So we just wanted to put out there.
This is my announcer voice.
This is all the things that you can reach us at.
These are all things that you can reach us at.
First, you can reach us on Facebook. On our little group thing, which is...
Big group.
Bromance Podcasts.
You can also reach us on the email. The email is bromancepodcasts@live.com. You.
And if you're not Spanish, punto means the little dot, period. Whatever you want to call it. And our Twitter, well, at least my Twitter, I don't know if Sam wants to.
Chadwick's Twitter is...
Chadwick Park.
@ChadwickPark. Samer Alcub's Twitter is @SamerAlcub. For those of you who don't know how to spell the common name Samer or the other super common name like Smith, Alcub, it is @SamerAlcub. That is @SamerAlcub. Tweet us, follow us, keep up with everything hip and awesome.
I'm sorry, but I don't tweet that much. I'll try. If you follow me, I'll try more. And...
Chad's Twitter got hacked recently.
Yeah, it got hacked, so now there's someone that's...
Hey, Chad, don't you want to be like this single mom that keeps her job at home?
There's someone that's really interested in single mothers that go to work and fight against their bosses.
You changed your password, right?
Yeah, I changed my password. Right. I should put my old one out there just so someone goes and tries it. But
someone's going to hack your account like that.
Someone's going to hack my account. Is there anything else they can reach us at?
Well, you can call me at this phone number.
Yeah, you should call me.
Everyone. On the topic of phone numbers, I was at this little theme park called Islands of Adventure, Universal Studios Islands of Adventure, here in good old Orlando, Florida. And if you don't know, we have a ride that is about one of the greatest superheroes, Spider-Man. And in the middle of this ride, there is a phone number on the wall. If you call this phone number, you get a super amazing dial... tone message left by the hotel owner of that store talking about Spider-Man and how he can't come to the phone and his hotel is closed until the Sinister Six stop
Stop terrorizing the city.
Not to burst your bubble, but I don't think we're allowed to put a phone number out there.
Why not?
I think it's against regulations.
I'm Chad. I follow EULA rules
for
internet.
I'm just making sure this podcast gets out there, everyone. If you ever want us to actually call you while we're doing a show...
Include your phone numbers.
Yeah, include your phone number. And include pictures. Not any, like, explicit pictures, because we're still, like, minors and stuff. But include pictures of yourself.
I've done more things than most 85-year-olds.
Include pictures and send them to bromancepodcast@live.com. We're getting it. By the end.
No. Tell your friends. Just walk by people on the streets. Hand them slips of paper. That's it. bromancepodcast@live.com.
If you email us
random things, we'll talk about them.
We'll talk about anything.
You'll hear us talk about them.
Obviously, we're trying to kill time because we're talking about some random things.
What could be more satisfaction than hearing Sam or Alpha just chat?
Yeah.
About things.
And I'm pretty sure you don't want to go through all the stuff to get a thing put up on the podcast. So just send it to us, and we will put it on there for you. Anything you want to tell the world, shout out to your friends. So now I think we should get back to what this podcast is really about.
Women.
Women.
Romances.
Romances, of course.
Guys, if you want a good bromance, Splinter Cell Convictions Co-op. There you go. That's a good bromance.
That's a good bromance. I've never played it. Also, if you ever want a good bromance, go camping.
Go camping.
Because there's always stuff in camping. And
it's that moment of
camaraderie or whatever you call it.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what it is.
All right, so if you ever want to have a great time with women, invite women places.
Invite? No, screw that. Women? Oh, I'll be a girl, Chad. You be a guy.
All right. Hey, come with me to the movies.
Oh, I'm a woman. I expect you to pay for everything.
And then
Friends, listening now, if you take a girl to dinner and they think it's implied that you pay for dinner, they are terrible people. If they don't even make a move for their purse or wallet or whatever the women carry, they are dump them there. Leave them to pay for their own meal. Just walk away. If they don't even make a move for it, you should have to be like, oh, no.
I should tell my story about homecoming.
Tell your story.
All right, so I, the swagger master,
Chad, pimp
daddy, stud muffin that I am, got a date, homecoming, that I'm not going to name because I don't know if she'd want it out there. Anyway, I took her to homecoming, paid for her ticket, which was quite costly, I do have to say. Paid for her...
How much was it?
It was like... $60.
Liar. It was like $45.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was off $15. Anyway, I paid for corsage.
I'm a master at math.
I paid for her dinner, which was after.
Denise.
And later on the way back to...
Romance Podcast, not affiliated with Denise in any way, shape, or form. Please do not contact Denise talking about Romance Podcast.
And that was just a little blurb out there. Anyway, back in my car on the way home. I was driving my friend home, very innocent. Later, they started going out.
Oh my god, handed me a phone, and I said, man, this ain't my dad, this is a cell phone. So I threw it off, this ain't good part of the system.
I don't know how that related at all. Anyway, they started going out in the back of my car.
That was whack.
I mean, I wasn't angry or anything, but it's just, we went as friends. It doesn't matter, but...
We're not friends anymore.
Don't pay for women, because obviously it didn't pay off in the end.
You should pay for women, just not women that don't appreciate it.
If the woman doesn't, if she doesn't start off by saying, oh, let me pay for it...
Let me get this, or like, let me help you, let me get the tab or something.
Or if you're like taking a woman to somewhere like...
I was talking to your friend once, Chad.
What?
They paid for a tip... by taking all the quarters in their purse and spelling thank you on the table.
Did they do that?
Yeah, it was like $25 tip.
They didn't do that.
I wasn't there.
That is a lie.
This is a tale.
Oh, this is a tale.
It's a cautionary tale.
I'm pretty sure that never happened. So, the moral of the story is, if a woman ain't paying, you ain't
slaying. If you spell thank you on the table with quarters, the waiter will be a happy person. What's a better feeling than happiness, Chad?
If you ever want to piss off a waiter...
Sadness. I go home and cook myself.
Put the tip inside a glass of water and flip that water up on the table, and when that waiter comes to get their tip, they will be pleasantly surprised that they will have to fight to get their tip by lifting up a cup of water.
You didn't mention, how do you flip a cup of water without having it pour out?
Oh, of course, Samer. You take a credit card, or if you have a playing card in your pocket, which I don't see why you would, you put it on the top.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
And you flip it over and remove the card as quick as possible.
Like those magicians that pull the sheets out from under tables and leave the glass intact.
It's all done by physics.
Physics, my friend. There are three laws. Isaac Newton is the deadliest son of the bitch in space.
Email us at bromancepodcast.com and tell us if you know where that's from, and you will get some DLC code for the Xbox 360 for good crappy prize. I'm not going to pay for you much crap.
I'm not paying for anything. But soon we will have some sort of contest or something. And
because what makes the world go around better than contest?
I think right now is the perfect time to mention we are in desperate need of an awesome way to start our show. So if you have any ideas on songs...
Any recordings. Guys are creative, Chad.
If you guys all start making recordings, we will put it into one long, epic song and make it our theme song.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys heard of this video, but it's called Neum Cat.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to play a clip for you right now, kids. At the end of the show.
All right, at the end of the show, you'll be delighted to hear Neon Cat. But the awesomeness of it is that you get to see a cat that looks like a Pop-Tart.
A cat Pop-Tart. It's a cat. Everyone, go on YouTube. Look up Neon Cat. And then in the comments, Neon. I don't even know the name. This is that video that you see in the Sprint commercials that are like, what can we do with more 4G phones? We could fill the internet with more cat videos. Blah, blah, blah. Pertosa. That's another running joke.
I don't know if we're allowed to say explain what...
Chad has a physics teacher.
Oh, God.
Maybe not a physics teacher. More of a general science teacher who may or may not work in the city of Orlando, who likes to talk in monotone voices. His name may or not be Pertosa. For the sake of this, it is not Pertosa.
Pertosa is a fake name that we came up with for this podcast, because it's so funny. And, I mean, what type of name is Pertosa? But I reference him a lot because this guy's awesome.
Chad is in love with this class, which I found terribly boring. So one day, I was like, blah, 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 Pertosa. So then our friends were all like, blah, blah, that's so funny. I'm going to beat it to the ground and then whack a dead horse with a stick. That's a saying, kids. And then now they're like, blah, 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 Matchstick, blah, 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 Minecraft, blah, 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 Steam.
Yes. And in the future, I'm hoping to pull off a show that is done by viewers.
Entirely
by viewers. It's going to be a whole hour of amazingness done only by what you guys send in.
Let's do a live stream one day, Chad.
Oh, yeah. We're going to pull that off somehow.
Let's make Skynet. We're going to make Skynet with the power of our viewers.
You should tell your story about your whatever Wi-Fi thing.
Oh, at my house, I have a Wi-Fi network. I decided to name my Wi-Fi network Skynet. A couple days later, I looked to connect to my Wi-Fi network through my phone, and it was another Wi-Fi network was called John Connor and the Resistance. For those of you who don't know who John Connor is, get a life. You guys are terrible people who should go
jump off a cliff. Don't do it, though, because you die, so...
Burn your fingertips with candles.
Are we allowed to say that? I don't know. I'll look up and find out what
we
can say.
We're allowed to bitch in TV shows now, Chad. I'm pretty sure we can say burn your fingers off with candles.
Okay, burn your fingers off with a candle.
Oh.
Make sure it's not lit, though, because then you'll have a lot of fun.
Burn.
Go watch, Terminator or something.
That's where it's from, Chad.
Yeah, just go do it.
It is from Terminator. Skynet is the evil computer thing. They kind of killed him in the fourth one. And I don't know. Which one? They killed him in the fourth one, right?
I've never seen it.
You are a douchebag who should not be on the podcast.
I'm sorry. Because
you're just a terrible person. I'm Chad. I'm a terrible person. I invent.
Also, if any of you actually live near us, if any of you live in the state of Florida, in Central Florida, I guess you could call it, not making too much of a joke.
Homeless Casey Anthony.
Yeah, that's having like 5 minutes up the road. Anyway, if any of you live around us, we'd love to have you actually be on the show. And
my God, how long have we been derailed from bromancing?
I don't know. Let's see. It's been like 5 minutes. We're sorry.
Yeah, okay, 5 minutes. Be a foul.
The whole show's been derailed.
The whole show has been derailed.
You know what? You know what? This goes our plan.
Because we don't have any emails to read from our faithful viewers who can reach us at
bromancepodcasts@live.com.
Thank you. Okay. Well, do you have anything else to talk about, Chad? Bromance podcast. Women. Sex. Drugs. Money.
No, not drugs. I'm not a fan of drugs. Don't do them.
Don't do drugs.
You won't get women if you do
you
drugs.
You won't survive.
Steroids. There's obvious reason why you shouldn't do
why
steroids.
Why you should you?
Should not use steroids. Does bad things to your body.
Does bad things to your balls, which you need to perform. Another thing, don't drink too much. You get a case of the whiskey dick, which is terrible because it's like your mind's horny, but your dick is drunk and won't perform.
That was the most awkward placement that could have been in. This is almost like one of those Viagra commercials that is always not about sex.
See, Viagra commercials are so weird, Chad. I don't know if you've noticed Viagra commercials, but they're like, oh, I'm a cool guy. I'm driving in my car. I'm going to go to a gas station in the desert. And then out of nowhere, Viagra may not be healthy to use on mid-range to force. Talk to your doctor about using Viagra. Viagra is only to make your penis longer. Please use Viagra responsibly. And then the guy leaves the gas station and drives away. No idea how this makes any sense with my guy driving in the desert, but Viagra chooses to make it make sense because that's good marketing.
Alright, so I think before we end the show, I think we should talk about one thing.
What's that, Chad?
The friend zone.
The friend zone.
Friend zone.
Friend zone.
If you don't know what the friend zone is,
friend zone.
It's where you're a friend. That's pretty obvious.
In the zone.
And if you are...
Friend zone, my friend. You guys are all in the friend zone. I would never date two people. The friend zone is when you are too good friends with people that you are like considered a friend. Like if you were gonna go out with someone and be like, oh no, you're just a friend. You're just a good friend. The friend zone is a terrible place. You can never leave the friend zone without trying to kill yourself to get out.
Yeah. Or lift heavy things.
Lift heavy boxes in front of women, kids.
They love it.
And with that,
we should end the show with me and Kat.
Meow 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 meow